Hey leaders, before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you about a free event that I'm hosting, your Personal Leadership Audit Live Workshop. I've put the workshop together because if you want to stand out as an exceptional leader, you have to know yourself, inside and out. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is critical, and for that, you need a high degree of self-awareness and a commitment to self-reflection. Now, if you're committed to unlocking your leadership potential, then working through a self-assessment like this is going to help you to quickly identify a path to higher impact. I'll be leading you through a deep dive into the 7 imperatives of my No Bullshit Leadership Framework, so that by the end of the session, you'll know exactly what areas you need to develop if you really want to stand out from the crowd. We're only opening up 150 spots, so register now at yourceomentor.com/workshop. That's yourceomentor.com/workshop.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of No Bullshit Leadership. Conventional wisdom tells us that we have to put people before profits. That if we look after our people, they will look after our customers and the business will thrive. Anyone who has the temerity to disagree with this sentiment exposes themselves as an uncaring, self-interested sociopath, which in turn serves as a reminder to all of us about the evils of large corporations. It's a seductive narrative, but it's also complete bullshit. The problem with conventional wisdom is that even though there's always at least some grain of truth to it, it's also easy to oversimplify, to rationalize, and to misinterpret. The people before profits mantra is one of the great oversimplifications of leadership. It's designed to bring a greater consideration of human factors into leadership, but it's dangerously misleading. Many leaders use it as a license to be ultra-permissive, to let their people do whatever the hell they want, under the noble banner of, I care for my people and I'm just putting them ahead of profits. How convenient for weak leaders who shy away from difficult things. But do you really think that level of permissiveness is good for your people? They won't be challenged, they'll never grow, and they won't have an opportunity to develop and progress in their careers. And over time, this mollycoddling turns into entitlement. A great leader recognizes their responsibility to help their people achieve success in the long term. And this means they have to demand certain things from them, including a minimum standard of behavior and performance. If you just give in to whatever your employees demand to satisfy their short-term desires, for example, shorter working hours, not having to come into the office, or not placing any expectations on their performance in case it makes them feel stressed, well, guess what? You're doing them a huge disservice. From this position, they are unlikely to learn, to grow, or to develop. The other problem with the people before profits mantra is that we often neglect to ask the most obvious question. Which people are you talking about? Well, we know it's about employees, but how about your customers? Aren't they important? Should your customers be forced to pay more for the products they buy from you just because you're unwilling to demand a level of efficiency and productivity from your employees? How about your investors? Without them, there is no business. And if they choose to take their money elsewhere, your business won't be able to expand and grow, which is bad for everyone in the longer term. Do you really want to risk the goodwill of your investors because you're a weak leader who lets your people become complacent and entitled? Look, nothing is ever as straightforward as it seems. If you really care about your people, you'll think a little more deeply about the implications of your leadership on all of the stakeholders you serve, not just the ones close to you whose approval you so desperately crave. For more depth on this insight, have a listen to episode 215 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. Results or people? Which is more important? There's a link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.